This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey guys, it's Weiger.
Hey, it's Mitch.
So here's the thing, just speaking as ourselves, as two men who have a show where we talk as ourselves about what's going on right now. And I think we both, Mitch, felt that it was kind of a dodge to not discuss the state of the world, right?
Yes. It's a thing we've been thinking about, obviously, and
right.
Something we feel like it needs to be addressed, of course. Like, obviously, we're not the people that I think anyone wants to go to on hearing some of this stuff, but we also want to let people know where we stand on it, of course,
right.
And that we support the Black Lives Matter movement and you know, things like that. We just wanted to get it out there.
Yeah, that we're both on the same page with this, that this is specifically the specific concern right now is anti-black violence by the police, and that, you know, there are specific aims that are being sought here, like demilitarizing and defunding the police. And so I just want to make sure that we are not just saying the slogan part, but we are specifically behind the action items to fight, you know, the systemic white supremacy among law enforcement.
Yeah, I think it goes without saying, but I'm going to say it anyways, that we have condolences and love to the families of people affected and the communities affected by all of this.
Right,
and
of course.
To George Floyd and Breonna Taylor and Ahmaud Arbery and everyone. I know that it's important to say their names and put faces to some of this tragedy. Because I think that video of George Floyd being murdered in broad daylight is one of the most horrific and heartbreaking things I've ever witnessed in my entire life. Why? Because I feel like
right.
You feel the same way. I feel like the murder of a black man shouldn't be a political issue. You know, it just shouldn't be. It's just so clearly a right and wrong.
Right.
And the officer who murdered him and everyone else involved should be brought to justice. I think that's should be an easy thing for everyone to say.
Right. And then when you see and I agree with you. And then when you see, you know, the response to protests and the vicious police violence and brutality that is being directed towards protesters, you know, hopefully that clarifies if there was any ambiguity.
This is a
systemic problem. Like, this is not just like the classic bad apples analogy. This is a serious problem that's bigger than individual officers. It applies to the policing approach in the United States as a whole.
So, yeah, and I think if you have an issue with any of those statements or Black Lives Matter, if you have an issue with that statement, I don't know if you should be listening to our podcast, to be honest with you. You know, I just get the fuck out of here, really. That's the best I can put it. Wags, you often joke and you say that I'm racist and you say the boss in the city I'm from is racist. And many times I argue with you about it and I get defensive. But the truth is, I am racist and my city is racist. And you are racist, and every city is racist, and no white person or city or place is really above that.
Right.
Because like what you were saying, systemic racism is in every one of our institutions, and it's been ingrained in this country since its inception, basically.
I was just about to speak that the LA specifically.
Yes.
601, you know, people have been murdered by police in recent years. It's just, it's staggering.
Yeah.
How many, the body count at the hands of officers at police departments across the country. And then just the utter absence of accountability.
Yeah. I mean, when I was a preteen and a teenager and a kid in my early 20s, I was often depressed by the way things are in the world. And there's a competitiveness to American life that I've always kind of took issue with, like who's better and who's faster, better looking, smarter, richer, all those things that I, you know, rank towards the bottom of anyways. And we don't really listen to each other when people are hurt or sad or sick or depressed or feel different. And as a kid, I often felt as like an outsider, and I felt things were unfair. And I'm a well-off white boy from a supportive family. And so I was so inherently privileged and completely oblivious to it, you know? And I think my mind can't even begin to grasp what it's like to be in the opposite situation, to be a person of color who comes from little or no money and the struggle that they experience every day and have experienced for years, you know, and you know, like I've lived what I consider a decent good life, and there's so many people and there's so many struggles and things that I couldn't even begin to grasp. And I'm already pissed off with the way the world is. And I think that there's just so much systemic change that needs to happen. But, you know, one of the very first things is that someone shouldn't be murdered because of the color of their skin. I think that's just such an easy thing to say. And it just bums me out that Martin Luther King was killed over 50 years ago and Rodney King was beaten nearly 30 years ago, and we still haven't come very far, you know, and that,
right,
and that just bums me out completely.
As someone old enough to remember, you know, living in LA County at the time of the Rodney King beating and remembering the riots in the aftermath, it's absurd in hindsight that that was not the breaking point, but instead that was, you know, just one incident in a series of another three decades of police violence against black people. And I would just wanted to say that, you know, that I've seen some people being a little bit obsessed over looting. I don't know if that's necessarily like our listenership, but maybe maybe these are your parents. Maybe these are, you know, people in your family. Maybe these are people on your Facebook walls. And I would just say, like, the way to reframe that I think is helpful, instead of asking, like, why do people have to loot, just the attention should be a, why do police have to murder people? Like, that's like, why is it, like, the inciting incident is police, you know, is a police homicide.
Yeah.
And I would just like focus on that and the property damage. Fucking CVS and REI have insurance. Like who gives a shit?
And we, of course, want all protesters and small businesses to be safe, and we don't want anyone to be hurt or anything during this, you know, and we want the message to be loud and clear at the same time. So what, you know, it's a complicated thing, but there's no need for people, when you say Black Lives Matter or you say things like this, there's no need for people to get defensive about any of it. You know what I mean? There's room for people to learn and grow, and everyone's made mistakes in their lives, in all different areas of their lives. We've all made mistakes, and we can all be better, and we can all learn from this. You know what I mean? And I think people just need to listen. Wags, personally, I think that's what that's my plan. That's what I plan to do. I think the most important thing for me or anyone maybe in my position is probably to listen and to support and to be as active as you can in these areas. And whether that's donating or going to protests and things like that.
Right.
And that's what I'm going to do, you know.
Also, I think just like, you know, we have a largely white listenership, which to me, I was shocked to find this out, Mitch. But I would say that, you know, if you got like a MAGA dad or whatever, like, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure you've already made those efforts to have those discussions, but maybe you've got just like a liberal, like, you know, a liberal mom who's like a little too concerned about looting and has and is drawing equivalency between the protesters and the police violence that kicked this off. And I would say that I think having those discussions can be productive. So like beyond protesting and donating, which are obvious, I think maybe those smaller discussions can be helpful.
Yeah, you know, there have been so many times in my life personally where I've promised to kind of turn over a new leaf and to start making good decisions and be a better person. And I fail at that a lot. And sadly, it feels like our country is kind of the exact same way. I'm a sad reflection of our entire country. And so for me, you know, it's time to make an effort and to make change in many areas of my life, but specifically here, it's a thing that we're all focusing on right now. And so it's a thing that you can, if you listen, support, listen to people of color, you know, it's that sort of thing of like, there are so many systemic changes that just need to come about. And a simple one is to stop killing men and women of color and to stop discriminating against people because of their color or their gender or their sexual preference or their beliefs. And that's just something that we should have learned so long ago. And it's time to really make an effort and do it. And I don't want this to just be another thing that in 3 months, this doesn't mean anything, you know, that's the thing that scares me, but I really hope that there's good positive change.
I think that's what we're all hoping for. You know, hopefully this wasn't too annoying or corny or make us look like fucking dipshits. I certainly didn't want to seem like Bill Simmons and Ryan Russillo at the top of the podcast.
Me neither. I mean, it's a very hard thing right now we canceled some. Just no one is in the mood to do anything funny. And sadly, Wags and I have never been in the mood to do anything funny.
Yeah, we got a bad track record there.
But, I mean, it is something that has to be said, obviously, right now. So,
yeah, I think we felt like if we didn't say something, then I don't know. I guess we'd rather, like, look a little fucking stupid than feel like we weren't using this platform to share our thoughts and maybe reassure some listeners that there are some people who are on the same page as you, or maybe nudge some people towards having an open mind on some issues.
Nick, our friend Max Mayer said something I thought was kind of insightful, which was that I'm not afraid to look stupid to try to do the right thing and try to figure out what the right thing is to do. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm willing to make myself look dumb, and I think that we should all be willing to make ourselves look a little stupid to try to figure out what's right and what's wrong. You know what I mean? I think people are sometimes feel too above it or don't want to make themselves look dumb or don't know what's right or what's wrong, but it's time to figure that out. So,
honestly, not hard for either of us to make ourselves look dumb.
Yeah, no shit.
Anyway, that preamble said, which we partly wanted to do because, you know, not necessarily everyone who listens to the podcast follows us on our social media, so you maybe aren't already abreast of our you know, feelings on what's going on. So, you know, that's all that said, we did decide to put out just a fun, like, silly, like, light episode just as, like, an escape because...
I personally think it's a very serious episode. I think it's one of the most important episodes we've ever recorded.
That is true. I mean, like, it is deadly serious. This is one of our Patreon episodes we recorded in recent weeks that we decided to unlock for everyone. And hopefully this will be something that will maybe, you know, people who listen to this on their commutes or on their shifts or at their workouts, hopefully this is something of an escape. The Doughboys are proud to present The Scale.
Doughboys Media presents a Wally and Irma production. In association with Commissioner Susser. In association with Commissioner... Fuck. In association with... In association with Commissioner Susser.
I'm leaving all this in.
In association with Commissioner Susser Recordings. A Doughboys Double special event. The Scale. Welcome to The Scale. I'm your host, Mike the Spoonman Mitchell, and I'd like to introduce my co-host, Nick the Burger Boy Weiger. Hello, Nick.
Hello, Mitch. Excited to be here for this. I mean, this is really a once-in-a-lifetime event.
It really is. This is something completely different for us. And, you know, scales, Nick, they bring out a wide range of emotions, I'd say, in human beings. Happiness.
Yeah.
Sadness. You know, when we are first born, Nick, one of the first things that happens to us is that we are placed upon a scale.
And that's really the first place we're judged as human beings.
Mm-hmm.
You're placed upon a scale.
9-pound baby, 10-pound baby, that's a big baby.
Everyone wants to know. You have a new kid. And people are like, oh, what? How much did they weigh? And it's just like, oh, you know, he was 4 pounds, 7 ounces. Just like, oh, he's a little guy. Or then you'll get like, oh, he was, you know, like me, I was 10 pounds, 6 ounces.
Wow.
Like, ooh, that's a big boy. Ooh, he's a big guy.
3 pounds of that was your hog. Is that correct?
All right.
That's one of the things, too. Once you're born, you're placed upon the scale, and then it's usually... If it's a boy, how big's that hog? That's the follow-up question you get.
They immediately breaking out the Taylor's tape.
Mine's gotten smaller. Nick, the scale can bring about accomplishments, shedding some extra pounds and hitting your goal weight. And it can cause depression. A man eats too many extra toasty Cheez-Its in quarantine, and maybe he breaks the scale. Do you have any accomplishments, Nick, that you've had when you've hit the scale?
Oh, I thought you just meant in general, and my answer would be no. but I will say that, you know, there are people who try to... You and I have both tried to shed weight and had times when we've had success and times when we have less success over the course of our lives, our various phases of boyhood and manhood. I've definitely had to... Like, when I've been trying to lose weight and the first time you get under... I feel like the hundo marks are like big, you know, big milestones. And so like if I will drop under, I'm trying to drop some weight now, and if I reach the point where I'm under 200, I'm gonna feel like, wow, that's a lot of progress. It's a lot of tangible progress. But we'll see if I get there. I don't know. I will say there are also, you know, there are people like that have got like a wiry body type. You think of like a Kevin Durant. Mm-hmm. Who are always trying to put on muscle mass and struggle to add weight. Mm-hmm. And for someone like that, for someone who's endomorph? Someone who's an endomorph.
I was afraid you were going to say xenomorph.
Yeah, I was going to say xenomorph. No, I wasn't going that direction. I don't mean like an acid-spitting alien that is the bane of Ripley's existence. Mm-hmm. I mean like a naturally lean person. You might put some more weight on, and then you feel like an accomplishment that you've gained weight, that you've added poundage.
If I found out that Kevin, you know, Kevin, did you say Kevin Durant or Garnett?
Yeah, I said Kevin Durant, but Garnett works too.
If I found out that Kevin Durant was a xenomorph,
that would be a plot twist.
Or if Kevin Durant, Kevin Garnett was one of my favorite players, if I would be torn, I'd be cheering for a xenomorph.
That would be tough, but I mean, like, if you think about it. Xenomorphs go against the Predator, and we don't like the Predator. Get the Predator out of here.
Yeah, so, but in the Alien vs. Predator universe, we are kind of on the Predator side.
That, I feel like, is, you know...
He's a warrior.
you got to be careful with the way I feel like mainstream entertainment presents these sorts of things to you. Because it's like the things you see in like in a Marvel movie. They're like, but also like we're saying that like the U.S. is good. Like Captain America is good. And like all the military that's supporting him is good. Like it's like, you know, it's the same sort of thing with these alien versus predator propaganda. That this is coming from the pro-predator lobby.
Xenomorphs are good. Got it.
Yeah, xenomorphs are good.
To get back to it, Nick, speaking of warriors, you know, before professional boxing matches, warriors step foot on the scale.
That's
and weigh
true.
Themselves in.
Absolutely true.
And Nick, in the battle of fast food giants, the scale also plays an important role. Today, we are going to discuss that scale, what it means to us, and what it means to mankind.
Mitch, this is momentous, and this is going to be huge. And I'm remembering now, because we record these episodes back-to-back sometimes. We just recorded a previous double last week's episode with Cody Ziegler.
Mm-hmm.
And before we started that episode, you said to Zig, our guest, you said, after this, we're recording maybe our worst double yet. And I feel like so far, we're on track.
Nick, and today, we are going to weigh some of fast food's greatest titans.
Wow.
To see how they stack up.
Wow.
On the scale. Okay, Nick. I have three stories with the scale over my life. What? What the fuck is that face?
No,
I'm in host mode, okay?
That's what I said. I said, Like I was saying, I want to see where you're going with this.
When I was a skinny boy, I remember just as a child, I ate a jelly bean. First of all, I weighed myself, and I weighed a certain weight. And then I ate a jelly bean, and I got on the scale, and I weighed 1 pound more. This is true.
Wow.
And then I got off, and I ate another jelly bean, and I got back on the scale, and I weighed another pound more. Now, look, could this be calibration issues? Yes. But in my mind, as a thin boy, it was great because I was putting on weight. I was a little skinny kid, Nick. I liked this.
Yeah.
Who would have known that years later, when I was rowing crew in college, getting under 200 pounds, the day I hit the 190s was another momentous day for me, Nick, when I went down under the scale. I got under 200s.
And so you were trying to get under 200, so you were just like, I'm going to lay off the jelly beans for a few days.
Honestly, I remember it was the day that I did my first pull-up ever.
Wow.
I did my first pull-up ever. There were no jelly beans. I wasn't carrying jelly beans around with me. I wasn't a jelly bean kid or jelly bean man. I was fucking 19 or 20. I was probably 20 years old at this point.
That's a weird man, the jelly bean man. The grown man who's like super into jelly beans. That's a weird guy.
Beans, I feel like beans have really gone the way. They used to be so important. Like Jack bought beans and then he buried them in the backyard and
right.
Jelly beans. I mean, you know, beans they're on the way out. They're not as far as modern snacks and I don't know, whatever they are. And as far as what's it called in stories? The
as a device.
What's the word I'm thinking of?
MacGuffin?
Yeah, the MacGuffin. Thank you. I should have remembered. It was a UCB Harold team.
You know who I blame for that?
Yeah.
J.K. Rowling.
Wow.
I think J.K. Rowling came up with those fucked up jelly beans and the Harry Potter books.
Yeah.
Those every flavor beans that have like, you know, they have like fucking sawdust and booger flavored beans. It's fucking vile and repulsive.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, I don't want to think about this shit anymore. So I think it's J.K.'s fault.
And then afterwards she's like, you know, those jelly beans were actually pro-Israel. What? They were? Nick,
Nick is laughing so hard, Zoom cut his audio.
Jesus.
The day I went under 200 pounds was a big moment for me, Nick. I did a pull up. I wasn't trying to get under 200 pounds, but I looked on the scale and I weighed about 196 or something.
Wow.
The lowest I've been in forever. Now, Nick, similarly. Oh, God, I can't say similarly. Similarly. You know what I'm trying to say.
Relatedly.
Relatedly, as an adult man, not wanting to step on the scale and see that 300 number, Nick.
Yeah.
And how at high school I felt similar with the 200 number, or maybe even middle school. But
very different from a mid-2000s theater goer. You don't want to see 300.
That's correct, Nick.
As opposed to an early 21st century Gerard Butler fan, you want nothing to do with 300.
This is true. This is very true. I'm not looking. I'm not going to look at that. I'm not going to look at that scale. But Nick, today we have to look at the scale.
We must.
And yes, did I buy a scale, a pet scale for Irma, so that I can weigh her and see if her weight fluctuates? Yes, I did. And is that the scale we're using today? Yes, it is.
And are you going to eat all of this food after we weigh it? Yes, you are.
Nick, let's take our first sandwich to the scale.
What is our first sandwich, Mitch?
Our first sandwich comes from a place you and I love. It's Wendy's, Nick.
Wow.
I got myself here a Dave single. A Dave single. Nick, now, this is supposed to have about a third pound of beef in it. How do you feel about the Dave single? And how do you think it's going to weigh in here on the scale?
This is great. This is a great exercise already. I love the Dave's single. I usually opt for the Dave's double, but the single is well composed. It's a great burger. You know, the thing you have to remember is that the whatever the poundage is pre-cooked weight. Mm-hmm. So it's going to lose a little bit of water when it's on that flat top grill. However,
yep.
That is countered by, you know, your bun, your produce, your condiments, your cheese, all that stuff is going on there. So as to whether or not it will exceed a third of a pound, this is going to be fascinating to see what our baseline is.
Yes, this is the baseline. Nick, I don't know if I should have you weigh in on a prediction here. And Emma, you as well.
I'm going to say, here's how I think we should do this, Mitch. And this is just my pitch. You feel free to steer it however you like. I think that we could say that, okay, this is presented as a third-pound burger, and Emma and I can choose the over or the under.
I like it.
I am going to say this is over one-third pound.
I'll take the under on that.
Emma is taking the under.
Emma is going with the under. Nick, there's only one way to be sure. We have to take it to the scale. I'm unwrapping the sandwich here.
Wow.
The sandwich is being unwrapped. A delicious Dave single is being pulled out of its wrapper. Nick, this is a delicious sandwich. It's taking all of my willpower to not take a bite of it.
It looks very toothsome today, on camera.
Should we weigh it before like this, and then you can take a bite, and we'll weigh it again, and we'll see how much your bite weighed?
Emma? Please don't go ruining my jokes that I have.
Sorry, I'll wait.
The sandwich has been unwrapped. This is, Nick, it's a delicious sandwich. Like I said, it's taking all my willpower to not take a bite of it. But today it's about the scale, not the taste, Nick. It's about the scale. The scale is on. I'm about to place the Dave single onto the scale. Calculating. It's calculating.
Is that the scale or
Nick,
is that
I have
you?
A number.
Uh-huh.
I'm calculating. The scale also has a number.
Got it.
Nick, what do you think this thing weighs in?
Well, I already picked the over. A third pound is going to be, what, 0.333 repeating. So I am going to say this weighs... I'm going to say this weighs 0.375 pounds.
Wow.
Wow.
Emma, you were incorrect in saying that it would come in under.
Damn.
Wow.
Nick, you were correct in saying it would come in over. It weighs 0.4 pounds.
Wow.
0.4 pounds. Okay.
0.19 kilograms.
Wow.
Okay, I'm learning.
And 7 ounces.
Wow, it's a very thorough scale.
Wait, you're mixing kilograms and ounces. Now I'm confused.
Do I not really? What is the OZ stands for ounces, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Look, let's just leave the metric system out of this.
Yeah, we'll just ditch the kilograms.
Okay. We're going to go by pounds?
We'll just go by pounds.
Yeah.
We can throw in ounces. We don't need to worry about kilograms.
0.4 pounds, Nick.
0.4 pounds. Wow.
And now, Nick, I know that I said that it's taking everything in my willpower to not take a bite. But in the name of science, should I take a bite of this Dave single and see how much it weighs after a bite?
Yes, Mitch, I think you should.
Definitely.
Mitch is holding it with 2 hands.
One bite.
He took a meaty chomp. That is just a classic chomp. Just you can see the bite marks on there. It's like a shark had a bite of a surfboard.
Might as well take a picture of that, make it a Wendy's advertisement.
Scale that's covered in cat hair.
You just put a burger on a cat hair covered scale and then bit it.
That's right. We didn't have enough time for me to wipe this down, Nick.
Mm-hmm.
The scale is now reading 0.3 pounds.
0.3 pounds. Wow, you took a full 0.1 pound bite.
That's right.
I guess the ounces make sense. 7 ounces, about 0.4 pounds. Because if we're talking, what, there's 16 ounces?
16 ounces in a pound. Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, okay, that about tracks.
Wait, Nick? So does that mean 4 bites and there'd be no burger left?
I think Mitch could take that down in 4 bites pretty easily.
I will say this, that it was going in between, it was flickering back and forth between 3 and 0.4 pounds.
Okay, wow. So it was like a high 0.3.
Mm-hmm.
Got
wow.
it.
Wow.
Nick, wow, that was already, this is already off to a thrilling start. Nick.
Yeah, this is riveting.
I don't know if I can handle it.
Next, we're going to weigh one of your favorites. We're taking Del Taco to
wow.
the scale. Nick, one of your favorite treats from Del Taco is the bean and cheese burrito.
Yes, billed as a half pound. The half pound bean and cheese burrito on the menu.
Billed as a half pound bean and cheese burrito. Will it come in at its advertised weight of half a pound?
I have one question before we lock in our answers.
Yes.
Did you get red sauce or green sauce?
Nick, I got green sauce. Probably
wow.
the heavier sauce.
Yeah, okay. That makes me think. I think this one I'm going to take the over again.
Wow, the over. Okay.
Emma, what do you think?
Emma?
I also think the over.
The over. Wow.
So again, you know, usually this is pre-cooked weight, but with since it's beans, how much
so
water
heavy.
were these leching in the cooking process? And it's got that big tortilla wrapped around it. And not to mention green sauce, the heavier sauce.
And cheese.
We're going to find out and cheese. Well, we're going to find out just how much this bad boy weighs.
Nick?
Yes.
I'm taking it to the scale.
Mitch is unwrapping it.
I'm unwrapping the bean and cheese burrito. It is now out of its wrapper.
And to be clear, when he says he's unwrapping it, it's out of its wrapper, he does not refer to the tortilla. He's talking about the paper that is wrapping around the tortilla.
I'm not putting loose beans and cheese onto the scale. I'm putting the wrapped burrito onto the scale.
Unrolls it, slides it down.
It has now been placed upon the scale.
Wow.
Nick?
Yes.
Emma?
Uh-huh.
The scale is calculating.
Amazing.
It's actually instantaneous. The results are in.
Wow.
Nick and Emma?
Uh-huh.
You are both incorrect.
Damn it.
Wow.
Wow.
The half-bound bean and cheese burrito comes in at 0.4 pounds, Nick.
0.4 pounds again.
Wow.
Wow, this is a... Yeah, this is... I feel like I'm Del Taco is falling into steam in my eyes.
Wow.
This is fraudulent. They're advertising a half-pound bean and cheese burrito. It's not even hitting that mark.
Should sue.
For science's sake, I'm going to add 2 mild sauce packets onto the burrito.
Okay.
Within their packet.
Okay, so this is going to add a good amount of weight. I think this is going to definitely take it over to the 0.5 line. All right, Mitch is putting the burrito back on.
The scale is calculating.
Calculating.
Nick, there has been no change in weight.
Wow.
Damn, okay.
Wow.
If you're taking them off, there's a change of 0.02 kilograms.
Wow. So those things are pretty insubstantial. So far, I'm 1-for-2. Emma's 0-for-2. Yeah. I'm taking my notes on my 2020 census form, which was the only piece of paper I had nearby. And I obviously have not filled it out
so
yet.
So for the census, you've filled out that 2 burritos live in your house?
Yeah, that there's a Dave single and a half-pound bean and cheese burrito. And I'm going to mark the half-pound bean and cheese burrito as head of household, just for the government's purposes.
Now, Nick.
Yes.
For science's sake, should I take a bite of this half-pound bean and cheese burrito?
You know, Mitch, under normal circumstances, I'd say no. But for science's sake, I think you should.
I think you have to.
You're incorrect. I think I should take 2 bites of this bean and cheese burrito.
Wow.
Because as we all know, the first bite of a bean and cheese burrito
is
basically
tortilla.
Just that tortilla end.
Yes. Yeah, it's like starting with the crust of a pizza slice, which I used to do, actually. There was a time when I was just like, you know what? Crust is my least favorite part of pizza, so I'm going to nibble on the crust first.
I would do the same thing. Get the worst part out of the way first, and then have the best part last.
Yeah.
Nick.
Yes.
My will is strong, and I resisted all these snacks, but for the sake of science, I'm now taking my second bite.
Wow.
2 bites down on the burrito.
2 hefty chomps. Mitch is placing this now on the scale.
So it was 0.4 before.
It was 0.4 before. I feel like this is going to go down to like 0.25.
Nick?
Yes.
Oh, I'm on ounces. I was about to say it went up. Nick?
Yes.
It's now 0.3 pounds.
Wow.
Wow. All right, so Mitch bite is roughly 0.1 pounds.
0.1 pounds is the average Mitch chomp. Although there he took two, I guess he took 2 smaller chomps there versus the 1 heftier chomp in that Wendy's Dave single.
Yeah.
How is that bite force compared to a great white shark? Is it similar?
I would assume similar. Yeah. Mm. I mean, I don't know if you could bite through like a, you know, like a tugboat. Maybe.
Could try.
Yeah, you could definitely try. Mitch, listeners, did you know learning actually makes a sound? It's true. Listen to this. That's the sound of you learning a new language with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. And Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations.
Wow. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world.
Mitch, you know what I love about Babbel is the courses are convenient. They help me learn real-life conversation skills in my chosen language, Spanish. Makes it easier to order food, ask for directions, speak to people here in Los Angeles without having to consult language apps while you're on the go.
Well, Wag, studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
And you don't want to go anywhere near a college campus these days with all those protests.
No thanks.
Babbel has over 16 million subscriptions sold. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Wags, and all those protesters out there, Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at Babbel.com/Doughboys.
Get up to 60% off at Babbel.com/Doughboys, spelled Babbel.com/Doughboys. Rules and restrictions may apply. Hey, Mitch, I feel like during the summer, pretty much everything I'm doing outdoors is making me thirsty.
Yeah, I'll tell you what the issue is. That blasted sun.
Curse the sun.
Curse the sun.
Giver of life, but also...
giver of heat.
Giver of a dehydrator in chief, I'd call it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Summer requires extraordinary hydration because of the sun. That's built for everyday dehydrating moments. Yes.
The moon is cool.
Moon's real cool. When the moon is out, there's never a doubt. The moon is cool.
And when the sun's up high, you can't deny it's gonna be hot, hot. Hot, 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 hot. Anyways, I think that we've expressed that the sun gets you hot in the summertime.
And the moon keeps you cool. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
With three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink plus eight vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, it's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America.
Wags, that's right. And you know what? It's so easy to just tear open a packet of Liquid IV, pour it into a cup, mix it up with some ice cold water, and drink it down. My favorite flavor, strawberry.
It's a hydration multiplier.
That's right.
Get you even more hydrated, and it's easier to stay hydrated while traveling. And you know what, Mitch? We like the taste.
I love the taste. And you know what? I love that I'm getting all those electrolytes, and I'm not getting filled up with sugars.
Yeah. I love the smell, too, and it helps you out, not just while traveling, but after a big night out. You know what I mean.
Come on.
The moon is cool.
Cool.
The moon is cool. Cool. Tear, pour, live more. One stick plus 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone.
And Wise, it's got three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, eight vitamins and nutrients, non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free, and now sugar-free. We got white peach,
wow,
green grape,
wow, raspberry melon, and lemon lime.
That's right, Wags. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code Doughboys at checkout.
That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code Doughboys at liquidiv.com.
I love Liquid IV. You know why?
Why?
Because it's cool. Cool.
And the sun is hot. Oh boy, Mitch, Mother's Day's coming up. You got sweaters, candles, the dreaded bathrobe. Mm. Unfortunately, Mother's Day gifts can be a little predictable and boring. That's why an Aura frame is the perfect gift to mix things up this year. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter, Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
Dreaded bathrobe covering mom up? Ugh.
Get that sweater off of you. Too many layers.
Wags, that's right. You know what? I'm guilty. I've given my mom too many of these boring gifts.
Yes.
Some sweaters, some candles, some dreaded bathrobes.
I've accidentally given my mom the same gift twice.
Wow.
It's really embarrassing. Or you end up getting like, oh, I guess I'll give you a gift card. I don't, you know, like it doesn't feel like there's any love behind that.
Well, guess what, Wags? I've also gifted my mom an Aura frame. That's right.
Wow.
This is the truth. Aura frames are Wi-Fi connected and come with unlimited storage so you can share as many photos as you want from your phone to mom's frame.
Not only will she be grateful it's not another sweater, she'll also love that an Aura frame means she gets to see more of you.
That's right. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's Aura, A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code Doughboys at checkout to save. And you know what, Wags? My mom liked her Aura frame so much. This is true. She got my sister one. And now my sister's got one in her dining room.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Terms and conditions apply. Send photos you want from your phone to mom's frame. In fact, Mitch, I'm going to send your mom a photo right now.
The hell?
Enjoy, Mrs. Mitchell.
I love you, Mommy.
I love you, Mommy.
You're talking to your mom, right?
Yeah. All right, Mitch, what's next?
Nick, next, we're going to the king himself.
Wow.
We're taking Burger King to the scale. And now, wow. Nick and Emma, this one will be a little bit different.
Okay.
I have in front of me a Whopper.
Wow.
And I also have an Impossible Whopper.
Wow.
Wow.
Do they have cheese?
They both have cheese.
Okay.
Which one of these sandwiches is going to tip the scale?
Tip the scale, you mean which one is going to weigh more?
That's right.
Okay. I am going to say, I think it's a little bit denser and more processed, so that's my reasoning for choosing the Impossible Whopper. I am going to lock in Impossible as weighing more. Erdbrink, what do you think?
I'm torn because I'm trying to remember what Impossible Meat's made out of. But I think I agree with Nick. I feel like it's more processed. It's like veggies and stuff. It's probably heavier.
Wow.
So I say Impossible.
Wow. We're on the same page here. Let's see what the scale says. Which one are you weighing first, Mitch?
I'm going to weigh the Impossible Whopper first.
Okay. We will establish a baseline with the Impossible and then see if the conventional Whopper exceeds it.
That's more fun, right? That way, if you both choose the Impossible?
Yeah, that's more fun. Man, you got me craving a Whopper.
Yeah.
I haven't had any Burger King in this whole quarantine. Now I fucking want some Burger King.
I've been craving a burger for like a week.
I might have to go do it.
Nick.
Yeah.
Because of that, for science's sake, and because you were missing out on the Whopper, I will take a bite of each of these Whoppers at the end of this exercise.
In solidarity with you.
I'm unwrapping the Impossible Whopper.
Wow.
I'm placing the Impossible Whopper on the scale.
Calculating. 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 Calculating.
The Impossible Whopper weighs in, Nick. At a full half pound.
Wow.
A full half.
So the Impossible is established at 0.5 pounds. That is a hefty burg.
That is a hefty burger.
And you are going to save your bites until after you weigh both.
That's correct. I'm now opening the conventional Whopper.
The beef Whopper, if you will.
The beef Whopper.
You know, for a long time, you didn't have to say, you just said Whopper. People knew what you meant. Now you got to say if it's a beef Whopper or an Impossible Whopper.
Now you
got to
do Impossible Whopper.
And if you say you got a beef Whopper and you got an Impossible Whopper, people will think you're telling a Whopper.
Nick? Hello?
Yeah?
Oh, my fucking God.
I just got a warning that your internet connection is unstable. I don't know if that's referring to me or what.
I did, too. I got the same warning.
It's probably... Nick, it's probably because the scale is causing chaos.
It's probably what's going on. That it's doing so many calculations that it's messing up your Wi-Fi.
All right, here we go. I have the dense Whopper here. I'm about to place it on the scale.
All right, Mitch is weighing the beef Whopper. I should note this bun appears to have sesame seeds.
It does, which you should take into consideration.
Now, is this a fully seeded bun, or is this one where some seeds fell off?
This is a fully seeded bun, Nick. I made sure every sesame seed is on top of this bun. But it's a thing to take into consideration.
Wow, that's...
Because each of those sesame seeds weighs up, Nick.
Yes.
Nick?
Mitch has placed it on the scale. Calculating. Calculating.
Wow. The results are in, Nick. For the first time ever in scale history.
Yes.
It's a tie!
It's a tie.
What?
That means Emma and I both strike out again.
Wow.
Yes.
Damn.
They're both exactly 0.5 pounds. That is great, just great quality control by Burger King.
Nick, I think that we have to change the unit of measurement to figure out a final answer.
Wow, you're going to go to ounces.
Oh, yeah, go a little bit smaller.
I'm going to go to ounces. Here we go.
We're going to add a significant figure here. Hopefully get a little bit more granularity. on which weighs more. So, Mitch, I think you can weigh them in sequence. Weigh the impossible and the beef, and then we'll just see which one is the winner.
Okay, here we go. The impossible burger is being placed on the scale.
Wow.
Nick?
Yes?
The results are in.
Wow.
The impossible Whopper weighs 8.5 ounces.
Wow.
So that is a little over 0.5 pounds. Okay. So we're going to find out if the beef one is also a little over 0.5 pounds and it's round, and that scale's rounding down.
All right, here we go. The original Whopper is going onto the scale.
I'm taking notes on my census form.
Nick?
Yes.
The original Whopper weighs 8.5 ounces.
Wow.
We still have a tie. This is unbelievable.
I can't believe it, Nick.
Unreal.
Just an incredible moment here on the scale. I mean, that's why you go to the scale. That's why you weigh things. For moments like this. Just unreal.
There's only one way to solve this tiebreaker, Nick.
I think I know what it is, but please continue.
It's with a bite from each sandwich and then a reweigh.
Wow. Wow.
Yes.
Mitch is going to take a bite from the impossible sandwich and then take a bite from the beef Whopper. And then he will reweigh them. He will be... Now, Mitch, I know that you are a precision nibbler. You are going to take exactly equivalent bites.
Mm-hmm.
So this will I would say, objectively determine which one weighs more. This is probably the most scientific way to do this. Because if one man knows how to eat, it's you.
Nick? I've taken two big bites. Equally big.
Okay.
I'm now placing the Impossible Whopper back on the scale.
Wow.
The Impossible Whopper weighs 0.5 pounds, Nick.
Wow, no movement. Wow.
Didn't even affect its weight.
Wow.
What about the ounces? Did it affect the ounces?
Now, the regular Whopper. Emma, we don't need to check the ounces.
Okay.
All right, Mitch is saying we don't need to check the ounces.
We don't need to check the ounces, Nick, because the regular Whopper comes in at 0.4 pounds, Nick.
Wow.
Wow.
The impossible Whopper weighs more.
That means that Emma and I were both correct. We both called this one right.
It took us a long time to get there.
It was a long and winding road, but ultimately we ended up coming out on top. The Impossible Whopper weighs more scientifically than the conventional Whopper as measured on the most scientific instrument of all, a cat scale. All right, Mitch, what do we have next?
Nick, you know what's really weird about that is that I secretly did... kilograms while you guys weren't paying attention.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And the regular Whopper weighed 0.01 more kilograms than the impossible Whopper. But we're not going to listen to that British science.
You can't trust the goddamn metric system. It's a fucking fraud. We don't need that shit. We don't need your kilometers. Oh, how many kilometers is it to the lavatory? Shut the fuck up.
It's 25 kilometers, ain't it?
Oi, the lift. The lift is just 500 meters that away. Oi, I'm Ricky Gervais. Give me a fucking break.
You know, there's an abbey up there, up on the left about 25 kilometers to the left, but I won't go into that abbey. I don't believe in church, mate. There is no God, mate.
I got a few things here, Nick.
Wow.
First off, we're going to take two classics to the scale. One, a Diet Pepsi Big Slam.
Wow.
And two, a USDA Choice Beef Rib Steak Bone. Ribeye steak, Nick.
Wow.
Wow.
We're going to keep both of them in their packaging, Nick. Which one is going to weigh more, the ribeye steak or the Big Slam Pepsi?
This is a Jeff Probst style twist in the game.
That's right.
Where now the rules are changing, and we're asked to weigh one item versus another that aren't even of the same category. We're weighing a Pepsi versus a ribeye steak.
That's right.
Boy, Mitch, this is tricky. You're saying it's a Pepsi Big Slam. If memory serves, that's a liter of Pepsi.
That's right.
And we're asking, does the liter of Pepsi weigh more than this ribeye steak in packaging? I am going to pick the Pepsi Big Slam. Emma, what do you think?
I think I also agree with that, because I feel like liquid is heavier than steak.
Wow, we are both going with Pepsi with the logic that liquid is heavier than steak.
Wow.
But will that famous axiom prove true? We're going to find out. Mitch, what are you weighing first?
First, I'm going to put the steak on the scale.
Mitch is weighing the steak. Calculating. Calculating. Seems like tasty steak.
Whoa!
Don't overcook it, my boy.
Wow, the scale. The scale knows.
Calculating. Calculating. Scale's got a personality. That's interesting.
Nick, the steak weighs exactly 1 pound.
Unreal.
Wow.
1 pound of hot beef. That is our baseline.
A bachelor's dinner, a ribeye steak, and a Big Slam Diet Pepsi.
Man, that's a Tom Hanks and Big style dinner. Well, let's see how that Pepsi. I'm skeptical about our choice. I feel like this Pepsi is going to be hard pressed to come in over a pound, but we're going to find out.
The Diet Pepsi is being placed on the scale.
Do you think a Diet Pepsi would weigh differently than a regular Pepsi?
Wow, great. You know, great question.
Emma, I should have gotten one of each. That's a great question.
I picked Pepsi thinking it was a conventional Pepsi.
I did too.
But knowing that it's a Diet Pepsi, yeah, I think it might actually be a little bit lighter. We're going to find out. All right, Mitch, what does the scale say?
Calculating.
That's what it says.
Calculating. Mitch, what is it like to feel?
Quiet scale.
Wow.
Wow. It's getting interesting over there.
Well, the scale sometimes has different voices. Like, it's not the same voice every time.
Weiger, what is it like to feel? Never mind. Results in.
Wow, the results are in.
Wow.
The Big Slam Diet Pepsi weighs in at 1.8 pounds, Nick.
Wow.
Diet Pepsi is the winner.
Almost 2 pounds of sweet drink.
Almost 2 full pounds. Think about that when you're chugging down a Big Slam next time.
Boy, all that fizz, all that artificially sugared, artificially flavored, sweetened fizz. 2 pounds you're pouring down your gullet. That's a lot.
Nick?
Yes.
Next, I have a classic dessert from Sarah Lee.
The score so far is 3-2.
Wow.
Weiger over Emma. All right, you've got a Sarah Lee dessert. What do you have exactly?
I have a Sarah Lee dessert, family-sized, all-butter pound cake.
Wow.
Now, Nick.
Yes.
And Emma.
Mm-hmm.
Will this pound cake come in at its advertised weight of 1 pound?
This is a tricky one. And my immediate reaction is to say over. And then when I think about it for a second, this is a light, fluffy, and delicious cake. And you know what? I'm doubting myself as I say it, but I'm going to pick the under. I think this is going to weigh under 1 pound.
You know, I was just grappling with it myself, because it's... does a pound cake mean it weighs a pound, or is that just the type of cake?
Or is that how much it cost in old London town?
Right, like it cost a pound.
Wow.
Oi, governor, a pound for this cake? My shop's only 10 meters away.
God, fuck you.
I'll take the over just to keep it fresh.
Wow, Emma is taking the over. We will have a different outcome in terms of who gets points from this one.
Wow.
All right, Mitch, go ahead and put that pound cake on that scale.
the pound cake is being placed on the scale.
Calculating. Calculating. Nobody doesn't like Sara Lee. Calculating.
Calculating. Mitch, are you going to eat this all yourself? Laugh, cry, emoji.
Wow, it says emojis out loud.
Nick.
That does seem like a robot's way of speaking. Like that an AI would think that you just say an emoji aloud as if it's a normal part of speech. Because what would they know?
Nick, the results are in. And a new slogan for Sara Lee. Nobody lies like Sara Lee. The pound cake weighs 0.6 pounds.
Wow.
The under is correct. Wow. I really thought it was going to be over. I really thought this thing was going to weigh... This was going to be like a fucking... give the Pepsi a run for its money and be close to 2. But it's 0.6.
I thought it was going to be closer to a pound, at least. That's pretty far off. 0.4 pounds? Damn.
Yeah, 0.6 is paltry.
I thought this was going to be a little bit more substantial. And look, there's no reason for me to take a bite of this. But I believe that I should, just because I want to take a bite of it.
For science.
Wow.
No, there's no longer a science factor here. It's just that my will has been broken, and I want to take a bite.
Man, everything you were talking about eating, and I had like a lighter lunch. I am getting so hungry.
I'm starving.
As we're doing this. And I want to go get like a fucking, just a big bucket of fried chicken or something after this. I'm just fucking starving.
I have a chocolate croissant downstairs from Porto's, and I'm definitely going to go eat it after this.
Wow, I'm envious.
Let me tell you this, Nick.
Mm-hmm.
Sara Lee, from the grocer's freezer pound cake, is delicious.
Yeah, that's a good pound cake. I'm an Entenmann's man, but Sara Lee does a good job.
I've taken a second bite.
2 bites for the spoon man.
No change on the scale.
Wow.
Wow.
No change.
You didn't have to cook that or anything, did you?
We're going to find out.
No, you're fine. I was reading, actually, that you know that they have those warnings if you buy prepackaged cookie dough not to eat it raw?
Yeah.
But that's not actually because of the eggs, because the salmonella risk from eggs is pretty low. It's from the flour.
Wow.
Because a lot of flour is really... Uncooked flour is, you know... And not necessarily well handled and sterile, so you can get some sort of infection or some sort of pathogen that's carried in the flour before it's been cooked up.
Interesting, I did not know that.
I found it fascinating. All right, Mitch, it sounds like you're rustling at something else. I'm not exactly sure what it is because I can't see on camera right now due to your internet connection. What do you got for us?
It's not my internet connection. I'm on my phone. It's something. Look, something's going wrong. This is our best episode of all time, and the internet's gonna fuck with us. You know what I mean, Nick?
Don't take it personally. I wasn't attacking you. I'm just saying the internet's wonky. It is the government. The government's upset that we're exploring the truth, that we're finding out what's really behind the deceptive marketing that all these chains are using to talk about how heavy their food items are.
Yeah.
Nick. Emma?
Yes?
We're on to the king of fast food.
Wow.
McDonald's.
Wow.
I have a Big Mac sandwich.
Wow.
Nick? Emma? Will this come in over or under 0.5 pounds?
Wow, we're asking if a Big Mac, which doesn't even advertise its poundage, if that will be under 0.5 pounds. I feel like I'm pretty confident in saying that the Big Mac is under half a pound. I'm going to pick the under here. What do you think, Emma?
I'm trying to remember a Big Mac. Thinking all the way back to Munch Madness.
Yes.
I think... I think it's going to be at 0.5 pounds?
Wow. I think you absolutely can.
Okay, I'm going to go with
that. So you're taking the push there. You're going 0.5 on the dot. All right, Mitch, what do you think?
Nick?
Yes.
I'm taking the Big Mac.
to the scale.
The Big Mac is being moved to the scale.
It has now been placed on the scale.
The Big Mac has been placed on the scale.
Wow.
Calculating. Calculating. I'm loving it. Calculating.
Calculating. Calculating. Roy Kroc burns in hell.
Wow.
Oh, his name's Ray. God damn it.
It's interesting how the scale changes voices midway through its calculations and then kind of just like does an alt. It just has a different pitch. It's interesting.
Nick?
Yes.
I want to give Emma points here.
Was that right?
Well, technically, Weiger is right. It weighs in at 0.4 pounds.
Wow, okay.
Wow, came awfully close. I'm going to give Emma the win there, because I think she came closer.
What's the ounce? I'm curious.
It weighs 5.5 ounces.
Okay.
Wow. So that is right. That is very, very close to half a pound.
Mm-hmm.
All right, wow. Mitch.
Nick.
Yes.
For science's sake, of course, I'm going to take a bite out of this old, cold Big Mac.
I mean, I think you have to.
It's for science.
Mitch is taking a bite of the old, cold Big Mac.
Ow!
Wait, the Big Mac's talking now?
I guess the Big Mac's talking.
Nick?
Yes.
The Big Mac now weighs 0.3 pounds.
Wow.
Wow.
Substantial chomp from the Spoon Man.
The Spoon Man bite continues to be 0.1 pounds.
It's a very consistent bite. You know, the man knows how to eat.
Yeah.
All right. Nick?
Yes.
We're on to our last two in this thrilling episode.
Two more items remaining on the scale.
Nick?
Yes.
This one is advertised as being a quarter pound of beef. We have the quarter pounder here.
Wow.
Wow.
How much will the quarter pounder weigh? Two questions here, Nick.
Okay.
Will it weigh more or less than the Big Mac? That's question one.
Okay.
Question two. Will it weigh more or less than a quarter pound?
Wow. You know, based on the Big Mac weighed more than I anticipated.
Yeah.
And I think I'm attributing some of it to that second patty and that third bun. And I know that the quarter pound patty is more substantial than either of the Big Mac patties, but I'm not sure if it's going to be that much more substantial. I'm going to take the under on weighing more than a Big Mac and say it weighs less than a Big Mac. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say it weighs more than a quarter pound.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Wow. Mitch, what is the answer?
The quarter pounder has been placed on the scale.
The quarter pounder has been placed on the scale.
Calculating. Calculating. No funny quip found.
Boy, it seems like an AI failure there. I guess whoever is populating that spreadsheet of quips just threw in a couple and called it a day.
Nick, the results are in.
Wow.
When it comes to weighing a quarter pound, you and Emma both got it.
Wow.
It weighs over a quarter pound.
Wow, over a quarter pound.
Wow.
This is incredible stuff. This is just...
It's riveting.
It's more than a quarter pound and less than a Big Mac. I'm just... I would... I... Before we began this exercise, I never would have thought that a quarter pounder weighs less than a Big Mac. But having gone through it, it makes sense.
Well, Nick, I just said that it weighs more than a quarter pound.
Oh, my goodness.
A quarter pound is 0.25 pounds, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
But you said we were both right, so I assumed we were right about the Big Mac.
No, Nick. When it comes to weighing less than the Big Mac, you are both incorrect.
Wow,
we are both right and wrong.
It weighs the same as the Big Mac. Oh.
It weighs the same.
Wow. Impressive.
That's right.
Here's what I'm going to wonder. Will it still weigh the same after you take a Spoon Man bite?
That's a great question, Nick. And though I'm tempted to take a bite of it, I will.
Wow. Thank you for your sacrifices.
Nick.
Yes.
The quarter pounder weighs 5.5 ounces.
Wow. That's the same as the Big Mac, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Exact same weight. Now for a bite.
Wow, this is incredible.
The Spoon Man is taking a bite of the quarter pounder with cheese.
Eating.
Hey, what's the big idea, buddy? Okay, I had an attitude.
Nick, I'm now placing the quarter pounder back on the scale. Even though that's quarter pounder is about an hour and a half old, it's still pretty tasty. The quarter pounder.
Yeah.
The quarter pounder with cheese now weighs 0.3 pounds, Nick. My bites have been consistent.
Wow.
Throughout the scale.
Wow.
Wow. This is maybe the most impressive part of this whole thing, is how the consistency of Mitchell's bites.
I was just thinking that.
So I guess that brings us to
Nick.
The final item that we will be weighing here on Mitch's cat scale. And what do we have in front of us?
The final item, of course, is a double quarter pounder with cheese.
Wow, a double quarter pounder with cheese. Now, one might intuit that 2x a quarter pounder equals a half pound. I mean, that's a completely reasonable thing to think. But will that actually be the case? We're going to find out right now.
Nick.
Yes.
My question's to you. Will this weigh over or under half a pound?
I say over.
And to that, Nick.
Yes.
The second question. Will it weigh double what the single quarter pounder weighed?
Wow. Well, we do know that the quarter pounder already weighed more than a half pound, yes?
No, it wasn't more than a half pound. It was 0.4 pounds.
Oh, okay. I thought it was 0.55 pounds. Okay.
That was 5.5 ounces.
5.5 ounces. That's where I was confused. Okay, I am going to say the double quarter pounder, I'm going to say it does not weigh more than a half pound.
Wow.
And I'm also going to say it does not weigh more. It does not weigh two times the quarter pounder. I'm going to say no on both.
I definitely don't think it weighs two times the quarter pounder, but I think it weighs about a half a pound.
Wow.
Wow.
So we are split here. We're going to find out.
The quarter pounder was 0.4. I'll take over on over a half pound.
Wow. Emma's taking the over. I am taking the under, and we're both saying no, that this does not weigh 2x a quarter pounder.
Nick, there's only one way to figure this out. I have to take this double quarter pounder to the scale.
Mitch is placing the double quarter pounder with cheese on the scale.
Now, we did not clarify that these were with cheese or not, but they must be.
They are both with cheese.
They are both with cheese, okay. Either, as long as it's consistent.
Even playing field, yeah.
It's an even playing field, yeah. Although that is a second slice of cheese on the double quarter pounder. Am I correct?
That's correct.
Wow, good point.
Wow, this is going to be huge. We're going to find out exactly what happens when this final item is placed on the scale. Calculating.
Calculating.
Calculating. No, I'm calculating.
No, I'm calculating.
Back off, I'm calculating. You're always trying to calculate what I want to calculate.
This isn't the worst double ever. Has Kowalik ever been on an episode of the double? Scale?
Calculating. This is still not as bad as the Star Wars auction with Joe Saunders calculating.
The scale has calculated. Wow. There is a result. You are both correct that it does not weigh 2 quarter pounders.
Wow.
When it comes to weighing half a pound or over or under half a pound, it comes in exactly at 0.5 pounds, Nick. The double quarter pounder is exactly as advertised.
Wow.
That's impressive.
So I think that one goes to Emma, which means in this battle of wits in terms of what weighs what, we have tied.
Wow.
Emma Erdbrink
really?
And Nick
totally
Weiger come
winning.
Out. No, I was ahead by one, but I think this knots it up. So here we are. Unless the notes that I've taken on my census form are somehow inaccurate.
No, as long as the burrito is still the head of household, we're good.
Nick, I don't want to do this because I'm so stuffed and I just can't bring myself to do it. But for the sake of a tiebreaker, I will take one last final bite.
Wow.
And you and Emma can bet on whether it will be 0.1 pounds worth of a bite or not.
Wow.
I mean, given your track record, I think we probably agree that it will be.
Well, I think Emma's going to say that she thinks it will be, but mm-hmm. I am going to say I think you're going to choke on this last one. And I don't mean literally choke. God forbid. And if you do literally choke, you can give yourself the Heimlich with the chair. Or maybe Emma knows
how to
do it.
If I choke, you're just going to watch me fucking die? Here, I'll turn on the video so you can watch me die.
I live a few blocks away. I'll start running.
No, I don't think you're going to. I think you're going to choke in terms of you're going to take an inconsistent bite. I think you're a little worn out and a little woozy at this point. I think you're a little fatigued, and I think this bite is maybe not going to be quite on par with your previous ones. But we're going to find out.
Here we go. I'm taking a bite.
Mitch, don't let me down.
The Spoon Man is taking a bite of the double quarter pounder.
I want a burger so badly right now.
Hey, next time you're going to take a bite out of me, buy me dinner first.
Whoa. Weird personality from the double quarter pounder. All right, Mitch, you're placing the burger on the scale now? The bitten burger?
I've now swallowed the bite.
Wow.
The bite has been swallowed.
The bite is now turning into shit in my stomach.
What a party you got going on in your stomach right now. Your intestinal tract is just, it's just madness.
Nick, it's all for the scale.
All right, Mitch, you're weighing the bitten double quarter pounder as we listen.
Calculating. You guys are clearly out of ideas.
Shut up, Scale. Do your job. This was years in the making. We put a lot of thought into this.
Nick?
Mitch, I'm curious. What is it? What is the verdict? Who's right? Who's wrong? Who comes out on top?
I thought you were going to do one last calculating.
Oh, calculating. They should bring back Mac tonight for something. That guy was fun. He just kind of disappeared. We all like Mac tonight.
I want to lie and say that Emma Erdbrink has won the first ever episode of The Scale.
But that would be a lie.
But Nick, The Scale don't lie. I blew it on my last bite.
Wow.
Wow.
0.5 pounds.
Wow. Well, there you have it.
There it is.
I couldn't pull it off.
You know, if there's an opportunity to doubt you in the clutch, I will take it every time. And it worked out nicely for me. But Emma, you are a worthy adversary, and this was quite a thrilling competition.
Good game.
Yeah, good game. GG all around.
Nick, you are the first ever winner of The Scale.
Wow. Now, by first ever, I think maybe our listeners are perhaps concerned that we're going to do this again. Surely,
Nick,
know me. Yeah.
I have news. You are the last ever winner of The Scale.
Wow, retiring on top. This is amazing. I'm like MJ in 98. I feel great. I'm walking on clouds. Wow, this is great. Now, you know, I'm wondering, Mitch, I hope you take some precautions, and I hope you Windex the scale before you weigh Wally or Irma so they don't just slip around cartoonishly in burger grease.
Should I weigh Irma and you can guess an over and under on her?
Oh, that's adorable.
Hell yeah.
Sure, but
no,
I don't
we'll
want to make
that another time.
Yeah.
That will be the scale part two.
That's next week's double.
Yeah, next week's double.
We just weigh the cats for an hour.
We're frantically trying to figure out ideas. Yeah, we'll weigh the cats, and then we'll weigh your hog.
Calculating. Calculating. Could not read any weight.
Error.
Calculating. Please put something on scale. Calculating.
Nick?
Yes.
As your host, Mike the Spoonman Mitchell, I'd like to thank our guests, Emma Erdbrink and Nick the Burger Boy Weiger.
Wow, what an honor to be here. What a thrill to be a part of this.
Yeah, truly honored.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning into The Scale.
Wow.
Also, we're disabling unsubscribe on Patreon, so...
See ya.
You can't cancel. Bye. To split a donation to support orgs fighting against racism and police brutality, go to secure.actblue.com/donate/AB_MN. That's secure.actblue.com/donate/AB_MN. Or check the link on our social media.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.